Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Thanks so much for being with us on a fine Monday. Coming up this morning on the show, Jose Canseco doing Jose Canseco things. Does he think he's now the whistleblower for A-Rod and J-Lo's marriage? Also coming up in 37 minutes from now, the segment America waits for on Monday mornings. It's Alliance Primetime.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Mraz as Tom Jackson, Bogish as Chris Berman, with your highlights, your lowlights, your music, your nicknames, your singing and your dancing to Alliance highlights coming up. AAF Primetime.
Primetime.
Coming your way at 40 minutes past the hour. I want to follow through, though, with the end of last hour. Because as part of soundcheck, Mraz found an absolute gem. We're only into spring training. And the voice of the Yankees, John Sterling and Susan Waldman, had this incredible conversation as John forgot the name of the player he was telling a story about. And they go into a never-ending tale of guessing the player, which they never get. Can you get the player?
You know, that reminds me of something. Am I glad you did it, because I don't write anything down. I hope that my mind remembers. 1-2. God, Adamus struck him out swinging. Anyway, Aaron Judge was talking about... Now, when he was a kid, he watched the right-hand hitter from Colorado. He just lost his name. Is that terrible? And what this guy said was, what I do is I go into these games and I work on one thing. Please give me the name. It's embarrassing.
Well, all the way back to, like, Larry Walker, that kind? Or,
no,
or a new
no.
One?
He just was here a few years ago. Good build, right center field hitter, nice guy. And it'll be a signed late last year with Colorado, the 2-0. God, I missed. Man, the count 2-1.
He played here?
And
Colorado?
I know. Yeah, he played for the Yankees for a year, and he got hurt.
Mark Reynolds? No, he's a first baseman, Mark Reynolds.
2-1. I'm sorry I did this to you. I've done it to myself, but...
Mid-season form. Rob tweets in the correct answer. Good Lord, John Sterling. It's Matt Holliday. Matt Holliday. Now, I have to give Susan some credit here, because at first, John doesn't even mention that he formerly played for the Yankees. The story begins, Aaron Judge watched this guy growing up. Okay, that could be a lot of people. Then says the right-hand hitter from Colorado. Again, that could be a lot of people. And then references it as this guy. So... we've narrowed it down to every right-hand hitter ever in Colorado Rockies history.
Now, when he was a kid, he watched...
Mraz, how do you deal with 162 of these?
Watch a lot of TV.
My God, it's incredible.
I just lost his name. Is that terrible?
Yes, it's terrible, John.
This is embarrassing.
This is Now they're just openly discussing how embarrassing the broadcast is. That's the Yankees radio for you.
The count 2-1.
You know, Susan, I know we've been spending 7 innings on trying to guess this player's name. The 2-1.
God, Artemis struck him out swinging.
Oh, isn't this embarrassing?
He just lost his name. Is that terrible?
It really is terrible. John Sterling now officially sounds like my grandmother. Is that terrible? Yes, it's terrible.
And the count 2-1.
Rusty's in the Navy. Isn't that terrible? So more John and Susan highlights coming your way now the baseball season is here. Yesterday, the Golden State Warriors take on the chin, their worst loss of the season. Not in point differential, but simply by opponent. They lose to the lowly Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns went to Oracle and won. The Phoenix Suns, in fact, the Suns overcame a 16-point deficit in this game. In fact, the Suns came into the game as 17-point underdogs. So as 17-point underdogs, this is the biggest upset by point differential in Vegas odds in 3 years of the NBA since the Lakers beat the Warriors in 2016. 115-111, the Phoenix Suns come back from a 16-point first-half deficit. Now, look, I think we all know that the Golden State Warriors didn't care about a March game against the Phoenix Suns the same way they will care when the postseason begins. There's no way they were as locked in, as urgent, as focused as if this was a postseason game, a playoff game. So the idea that this is somehow an indicator of the Warriors' potential disaster in the playoffs, I think, is largely unfounded. But there's two things that came out of this game that I find notable. By the way, this is the first time the Suns this year had beaten a team from the Western Conference. It should be noted the Phoenix Suns play in the Western Conference. I mean, this is brutal. That's the first time the Warriors lost to the Suns in 19 tries. They were 0-19 against the Warriors. 0-18. Against the Warriors. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? That was the Suns' first road win all year in the West. And they play in the West! But two things came out of this. Number one, Steve Kerr is caught on camera saying, and you can't hear him, but you can read his lips very clearly, "I'm bleeping sick of Draymond's bleep." Okay, so that's interesting to note because there has clearly been a malaise, a lack of joy surrounding the Warriors this year. And there is another layer of it that Steve Kerr is saying during a game, "I'm bleeping sick of Draymond's bleep." Now, Steve Kerr is amazing at morphing and manipulating problems within the Warriors into no big deal. And so I'm interested to hear, now that this thing has circulated around the internet, I'm very interested to see how he responds next time reporters can ask him, "What did you mean when you were seen mouthing, 'I'm bleeping sick of Draymond's bleep?'" I think we're all sick of Draymond's bleep. But, okay, how did the coach explain that? That's number one. Number two, after the game, Klay Thompson had the gall to blame the fans. The Golden State Warriors have won 3 NBA championships in the last 4 years. They are back-to-back winners. They have won, without Kevin Durant, a record number of regular season wins in NBA history. They've gone to 4 straight NBA finals. This is a March game against the Suns, and Klay Thompson questions the
fans' effort in this loss.
I expect our crowd to be a little more into it, too. Like, I know it's not the playoffs, but it is our last go-around at Oracle. At least you can stand up if someone make a good play, especially in the beginning. We need that energy, especially this time of the year. It's hard to conjure up energy every single night because you're looking forward to the playoffs and that run.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Look, what did I talk about last week? That I thought that it was a real writing on the wall moment when Steve Kerr was saying, do it for Oracle, to his team. That was the motivational ploy. Do it for Oracle. This is our last year in this arena, so at least do it for the arena. Meaning that the Warriors had run out of motivation. What is there to chase anymore for the Warriors? They've won championships. Kevin Durant has now won two of these rings. They've won back-to-back titles. They've proven everything that they needed to prove to themselves, I'm sure. The only thing that's left is remaining champions because you really like the throne and because you're good enough to be the king. But it is so boring, it is so rote, that the chase for another NBA championship has to be stoked by Steve Kerr saying, do it for the arena. The arena. And now you've got Klay Thompson needing more from the fans? Man, it's a March game against the Suns. They haven't beaten you in 18 tries. They haven't won a road game all season in the Western Conference. Here's the bit. That's not an exciting game for the fans to be at. You're up by 16 points in the first half because you're supposed to be up by 16 points. And you want the fans to fire you up? You're now blaming the fans? Look, the Warriors have jumped the shark because they're not having fun playing anymore. Remember the days that they used to shimmy and dance and have fun? Play this beautiful brand of basketball because they were chasing something, chasing history, chasing the best of themselves. The fact is, the worst thing that ever happened to the Warriors franchise was getting Kevin Durant. Let's just face it. It made them so unbeatable, it sucked the joy out of everything. I've seen all this revisionist history about how creating this super team, this Death Star, made the NBA more interesting because now you have something to chase. You have somebody to hate. No, it didn't. The Death Star is only fun to chase down if they're beatable. And stop pointing at the Western Conference Finals last year, because of the Western Conference Finals last year, the Warriors only woke up when they were down 3-1. I wish that CP3 would have stayed healthy so that the Rockets could have put the knife through the heart, but they didn't. And I think that the Warriors woke up down 3-1 because they knew they're so good that they can do whatever they want whenever they want to do it. But once Kevin Durant went to the Warriors, it sucked all of the interest in who would win a championship out of it. It made it so easy for the Warriors that now look, 3 years later, they're blaming the fans for not carrying them against the Suns in March. Wow. And they're saying, do it for the arena. Steve Kerr, do it for the arena because that's the only motivation they've got left. You'll never be able to convince me Kevin Durant going to Golden State was good for the NBA. They got to hang two more banners, and maybe it'll be three. That's the only thing, and granted, look, parades are fun and joy is fun when you win and all of that, but for the greater good of the NBA and even for the Warriors who could have won championships without Kevin Durant, it is so unfun there that they're scolding the fans, hoping for the arena to be the motivation, barking at one another, and basically waiting for Kevin Durant to leave. Waiting. The assumption is he's gone. He gone. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, Jose Canseco doing Jose Canseco things, but now in the middle of engagements. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Little Drippy 24/7.
D.A., first of all, I want to start off by saying, man, I think you're one of the best sports talk radio hosts in America.
It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
Why, thank you. And full episodes of The D.A. Show are available on iTunes. Search D.A. and CBS and find us there if you miss anything or want to hear it again. Also, anywhere that podcasts are downloaded, you can listen to The D.A. Show on demand whenever you want. As well as on our website, you can get full episodes if you miss anything, kind of like Alliance Primetime. That's available on our website, cbssportsradio.com. Just click on the DA Show tab. And by the way, we post the best of clips to YouTube every day if you want to catch up that way. Doing More brought to you by The Home Depot, next generation of home improvement. Everything that you need to do, project smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Taking a look at a player doing more for his team. Aaron Murray, the Atlanta Legends quarterback, starting his first game in 6 years yesterday. Facing off against old SEC rival Zach Mettenberger, home of the Mettenberger. Aaron Murray leading the Legends to a win in relief of Matt Sims. He throws for over 300 yards and a touchdown. He also leads the game-winning drive after Mettenberger had an interception with less than 2 minutes to play that gave Young Hoku the game-winning field goal. It's true by Ku. The Legends have their first home win in franchise history. Alliance Primetime coming your way in approximately 17 minutes from now. Now, CBS Sports Network brings you semifinal action from the Colonial Athletic Association Conference Tournament. That's a mouthful. Coverage starts tonight at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, with the championship game tomorrow at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. It's Bracket Week on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports, CBS Sports Network. CBS Sports Spectacular, yeah! Tweets coming in, DA on CBS, Dixie Landan tweets,
and thank you for the studio update. We're going to send it back to the booth as John struggles to remember just who the guy was that served him a beer in a bar in St. Louis 2 years ago.
Hashtag, I am so happy.
God, Artemis struck him out swinging.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Now, when he was a kid, he watched him.
I am so happy, Susan!
He just lost his name. Is that terrible?
Jose Canseco doing Jose Canseco things. Oh, Jose Canseco doing Jose Canseco things. You might have seen last week that Alex Rodriguez proposed to J-Lo, and J-Lo said yes.
She's a bad girl, Damon.
J-Lo is a bad girl. J-Lo still looks absolutely stunning for her age. She's still twisting and turning and dancing and everything. So Alex Rodriguez wanted to lock it up. A-Rod proposes, pictures of their ring go viral, it's a massive rock, as you might imagine, a lot of straight cash, homie, a lot of it, okay?
Like Wu-Tang said, cash rules everything around me, you're straight cash, homie.
And the two lovebirds seem really happy, they show up on red carpets together, they show up at awards together, J-Lo, A-Rod, A-Rod, J-Lo, they both have the same type of hyphenated modern celebrity nickname. It's just perfect. It really is. Everybody's happy. They're happy. We're happy. Everybody's happy, right? And everybody deserves happiness. Everybody deserves love in this world. And don't you worry. If it feels like no one loves you, there is somebody out there. Just be patient and be your best self. You will find there's somebody for everybody. Can you believe that Mraz once held the upper hand in a relationship with his now wife? You used to. Not anymore, but you used to.
Yeah.
She chased you.
Heck yeah. She'll deny it, but she did.
Back in high school, she chased you. You were the cool senior. She was the freshman.
Of course I was. Champ Bailey jersey, spiked hair. Who wouldn't want to hang with me?
That's right. So there is someone for everyone. And here's Jose Canseco. Real turd of the punch bowl type thing here. Jose Canseco tweets, watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo text A-Rod, Little does she know that he is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl, she has no idea who he really is.
I am the epic fail.
You know, this is why Canseco can't have nice things. These are two lovebirds. They're clearly happy with one another. They're only been engaged days. And Jose Canseco needs to drop this bomb on Twitter, no less. He goes on to tweet, I was there a few months back with her when he called her on her phone. So I guess Canseco is with his ex-wife, and he's saying that A-Rod called his ex-wife when Canseco was there. Canseco then tweets, and this is just a tweet storm now within 6 minutes of one another, Alex Rodriguez, stop being a piece of bleep. Stop cheating on Jennifer Lopez. Again, Canseco, Jose, you made your point already 3 tweets ago. Okay, you've already called out. You don't have to keep doing it. We understand the bit. We understand what you're getting at. He's like, if people don't realize what I'm talking about, pound this tweet out. Maybe didn't get it the first time around America. All right, now you'll get it. No emojis here for you. And then Canseco triples down because this is what Canseco does. Alex Rodriguez, I challenge you to a boxing match or an MMA match anytime you want. Okay, so one thing here. Alex Rodriguez ain't fighting anybody. We saw the extent of his physicality is slapping the ball out of the first baseman's mitt. Okay, that's the extent of what he can do. He ain't MMAing nobody. He ain't boxing anybody. That's not what Alex Rodriguez does. Number two, clearly a crass reach at making more money for Jose Canseco, who always feels like one paycheck away from going bankrupt, right? He's always one book royalty away from not being able to pay his mortgage. So maybe this is just Jose Canseco trying to rope Alex Rodriguez into some type of public feud so that he can make money off of it. But here's the problem with this, because I would like to just dismiss Jose Canseco as a kook, as a nut, as an obnoxious, attention-grabbing hoo-ah. However, Jose Canseco has a history of telling us the unfortunate truth when we don't want to hear it, and it being right. His book, Juiced, was the first true account, open account of steroid use. And he was right. Now, obviously, I care far less about the loyalty or monogamous relationship, quote unquote, of Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez. They might have a deal in place where they're allowed to do whatever they want. Who knows? All right? Who knows? Sometimes celebrities do stuff like that. But, first of all, we don't really need Jose Canseco trying to break up this marriage. Jose, can't you just be happy for the new couple? But number two, Mraz, isn't it hard not to believe Jose Canseco?
Look, I mean,
it's kind of hard not to believe him.
A-Rod's track record in life, and you know, Jose Canseco wasn't necessarily wrong in theory and Juice.
He was right.
My other problem with this is it's not like he's throwing some random. He's putting his ex-wife in
right.
there.
Right, yes. It's so, like he's got a connection to this relationship.
And he's also offered to take a polygraph. I mean, he's really going at lengths to back this up.
Oh, I didn't see that. He's offered to take a polygraph.
Yeah,
now.
So, I hope A-Rod's on the up and up, but if you're asking me today if I had to, off the record while being on the record on a show, say who I believe Canseco. Believe Jose.
Because Alex Rodriguez certainly doesn't have the best history of telling the truth.
Look, A-Rod has made his own bed in life. And if he lives with that, it's totally fine. I hope he's happy with J-Lo, but I have no reason to think Jose is the liar in this case.
By the way, what percentage of Jose Canseco's resentment towards A-Rod is because they were both steroid users and Alex Rodriguez is married to J-Lo or getting married to J-Lo, is on national TV and has kind of become a beloved broadcaster, even though he's probably not going to get into the Hall of Fame, but two cheaters, two liars, two steroid users, and A-Rod is the prince of baseball, and Jose Canseco is playing for, you know, the Long Island mean steamers.
If you could go a percentage over 100, it would be that.
Yeah, this is all resentment that Alex Rodriguez landed on his feet.
Exactly, because my guess is if Jose Canseco is with J-Lo and the voice of Sunday Night Baseball and maybe ends up in the Hall of Fame because everybody loves him, I don't think he's tweeting about A-Rod today.
What percentage, how much faith do you have in Jose Canseco's truth here? Andrew Bogish?
I mean, the guy, the last time I heard his name, he was inviting me on a trip to go look for Bigfoot and aliens. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I want to believe either one of them.
Okay.
And it certainly makes, I mean, not makes sense, but I mean, A-Rod's a dude. Dudes make bad decisions, even cheating on J-Lo. I mean,
well, A-Rod has cheated at things
right,
before.
Right. It's not.
And lied openly.
It's not impossible. I just wish it wasn't Jose Canseco
of
telling
course.
Me about it.
Yes. No, I totally agree. But, I mean, Bilotti, doesn't A-Rod have enough skeletons in the closet and Jose Canseco's told unfortunate truths before?
Yeah, I think it's a 50-50 proposition. I think there's a good chance it could go either way. So because there's two shady characters here. But Canseco, as you said, can be a little bit truthful
in some instances. I believe Canseco, unfortunately.
Do you think J-Lo at all today, little doubt in the back of her mind when this surfaces up, people calling her?
Well, this could be a marriage built out of power and influence. You know, A-Rod and J-Lo might be just business partners in this, that they become a power couple. They get more attention from it. They get more money from it. And this is good for both of them. And they don't really care about monogamy or faith between them or whatever. That's distinctly possible in celebrity world culture. Now, if J-Lo did really believe A-Rod has never cheated on her, and she is totally into him, totally faithful, when she hears this from Jose Canseco, there's no doubt she's got some doubt now. No doubt. No doubt. Because, again, this is Canseco's ex-wife that he's accusing Alex Rodriguez of going after, not some rando.
Here's the problem if you're A-Rod and this is true. J-Lo has more than the means necessary to hire some kind of private investigator to look into the situation. So if you did it and
absolutely.
Now it's outed,
that's
we're
right.
going to find out if
yes.
this is true.
It's like Tristan Thompson. It's like if you are cheating on Khloe Kardashian or J-Lo, you kind of want to get caught. There's no way you're ever going to survive that. There's too much attention on you and they've got too many resources to kill you.
All right. I'm going to leave you with this one. A-Rod has built this whole, you know, public image thing rebound. If J-Lo breaks up with him in the next month and we find out this is true, is A-Rod officially out on the Hall of Fame?
I don't think that cheating on J-Lo is the straw that breaks the Hall of Fame's back
but
here.
But if he was building that, you know, energy back toward the voters and everything, you don't do that to J-Lo of all people.
I don't think that affects.
That's Jenny from the block.
This definitely confirms the prenup, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they need a prenup there. Unfortunately, I think I have to believe Jose Canseco. But, I mean, come on. Can't you just let happy people be happy? You have to do this?
Is it Will Smith and Jada Pinkett? Do they actually have an open marriage? Or is that just a rumor that they kind of do what they want and that's how they go about their business?
Yeah, don't know if that's confirmed or denied.
Because, I mean, anything's on the table. They can make their own choices.
Oh, there's no question.
But I feel like if I was to pick, J-Lo would not be in the open relationship category.
She's got a lot of options, though.
I feel like J-Lo is not to be trifled with.
Probably true, although she's got a ton of 20-something dancers in the middle of their physical prime that are just dancing with her sensually at every single tour stop.
But on that note, there's no way that Alex Rodriguez could handle that. Like, I would think there's new rules now in place that those guys can't dance that close to her because he doesn't seem to be mentally strong enough to handle that.
When we come back here on the show, Alliance Primetime, week number 5. It's back, the best segment of our show, Alliance Primetime next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Don't like something? Get it out.
Get him 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 out.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
There are so many ways you can listen to the show. Of course, across the great CBS Sports Radio Network and all of our wonderful affiliates on terrestrial radio. Also on satellite radio, Sirius XM Channel 206. And on your phone, why not watch the show by going to watchda.com? Because if you're going to get locked into Alliance Primetime, you want to watch these guys. They're just geniuses at the craft. You've got Andrew Bogish doing Chris Berman. You've got Mraz doing Tom Jackson. You've got the great Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel, mixing music beautifully. You should be watching this at watchda.com. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico, everyone. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com for all your homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance needs. The Alliance of American Football has hit week number 5. It's now in the books, and the only proper way for you to get caught up to date on what happened in the AAF over the weekend is to be right here for Alliance Primetime.
The DA Show is dusting off the old tapes. We're doing highlights the way it used to be. It's Bogus.
He's lit up. My goodness.
It's Mraz.
And he's in for a Birmingham touchdown.
It's DA.
And it's caught for the touchdown. The Orlando special.
The Philly special. But it's the winter.
It's Alliance Primetime. And it starts now.
And just like that, we are halfway through season number 1 of the Alliance. DA, Mraz, Bellotti, Bogish, this is Primetime. Brought to you this week by Extreme Jakeover. Watch the lovable Shep and the irascible Jacob get career love advice from the lovely Lisa Ramos. Every Tuesday, watchda.com. It was the game of the year of the week. Saturday afternoon primetime. Unbeaten Orlando visiting one loss Birmingham. A game so big, TNT called off charm reruns to bring it to you live. And Garrett Gilbert still as hot as late 90s Alyssa Milano.
To Gilbert, he's going to throw again. He fires and it's complete to the tight end, Scott Orndorff, for the touchdown. And he does a little dance in the end zone.
Does a little dance.
Make a little love.
Score touchdowns tonight.
Oh,
my own edit on the fly.
And Bogus, I don't care if it's one ply or two ply. Scott's tough at tight end early and often for the Orlando Apollos.
Oh, those Apollos running through that Iron Curtain defense like they were Ronald Reagan. But you knew there would be a Birmingham rally.
Brandon Ross in the game in the backfield with Price. Two wide receivers to the right. Avoids pressure, gets out of the pocket to the right side and finds a wide open wide receiver. That's the running back, Brandon Ross. Touchdown, Iron.
Oh, nice little resurgence by Birmingham after they made a quarterback change from Luis Perez to Keith Price. But ultimately, Bogues, the price was wrong.
That was their first passing touchdown of the season.
Yes, and we're taking bows for Luis Perez.
Right.
Maybe go back to those YouTube videos and learn how to pass.
It did. That TD, it got them within 6, but that would be all for the Iron.
Two receivers near side right, one to the far side left. Johnson remains in the backfield. Gilbert takes the snap, throws to the left into the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown by Charles Johnson.
Oh, baby Bogues. Gilbert loves his shirts wrinkled. He says, to heck with the Iron, and Charles was in charge as the Apollos roar and blow out the Iron.
So he wears his shirts like you. Orlando still perfect, 5-0. Second straight loss for the Iron. 4 of their last 5 games outside Birmingham.
Oh,
tough closing stretch
for
them.
Suddenly the East is wide open.
Saturday night in San Diego. The Fleet, one of the 3-2-2 teams in the West, hosting the 1-3 Stallions. This was arguably the most dramatic game in Alliance history. So we fast forward right to the fourth quarter. Someone tell Josh Woodrum to stop throwing towards Cameron Kelly.
Gonna throw on first down, and Woodrum picked off at the 20-yard line. It can't be. Are you serious? Cameron Kelly, once again, he's everywhere.
The third mistake by the Salt Lake as Woodrum threw 3 picks to Cameron Kelly. Are you kidding me?
That
in
one,
this game.
A pick 6, 24-11, early fourth quarter, the Fleet lead. But Sean, as we discussed last week,
nobody circles the wagons like the Salt Lake Stallions.
Going out to his right, trying to buy some time, throwing it into the end zone. It's caught by Kenny Bell.
A 2-point conversion for 25-24 SLC with 51 seconds to go.
They were biting their nails in the state of Utah, looking from afar, saying, are we going to escape here and pull back in these West standings?
51 seconds, as you know, is too much, though, for Mike Bercovici and then Donnie Hageman.
This one from 44 yards out. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. The Fleet win it, improving to 3-2 on the season on the foot of Donnie Hageman.
Donnie boy, the kicks are falling.
Woo! What a win for the Fleet. Come from behind, making plays all over the place, and Berkovici, benched in week one, responds in a big way in week five.
27-25, the final in San Diego. Let's get to yesterday, to Sunday. The Legends, the Express in Atlanta. A pair of one-win teams providing plenty of drama, though. Memphis striking first on the road.
Stacy right up the gut, and Stacy, touchdown! Memphis takes it in.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy, can't you see? You're the running back for Pete.
Stacy's mom. We got to work on that third verse.
Stacy, can't you see? You're the running back for Pete.
Yeah, that's how it Express fan.
We should just stop there. First of two scores for Zach Stacy. His team was getting dominated, outgained, outpossessed, but they had a chance to steal a win late until...
Mettenberger still with it, takes a shot, tipped, intercepted! It's intercepted by Tyson Graham! And the Legends have it back with 3:12 to go!
Oh, Zach Mettenberger, home of the Mettenberger, may I have your order? And Tyson delivers the knockout! What happened to the Zach Tack in the Memphis Express League?
I think Mettenberger's closed for health inspections. The late pick... sending us the other way. Mettenberger couldn't do it. Aaron Murray could. Koo and the gang.
35-yard attempt to put Atlanta up by 3. Good snap, good hold, and the kick is up, and Koo is true.
Koo, are you? Koo, 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 Koo. Tell me, Koo, are you? Are you? Koo, 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 Koo.
Cuckoo, ka-choo, Young Ho Koo from 35 yards out, a 23-20 victory. Now is last night in the desert. San Antonio, Arizona, both 2-2. The winner would join San Diego atop the Western Conference. An historic first half for the Commanders.
Stockton in now as the third down back to the left of Wolfmeyer. Holds up. Now flushed out. Wolford got to take off. Rolling to his right. Throws across his body and it's intercepted. Picked off by Smith, working that right sideline. He's got to beat Bunch, making his way inside another offensive lineman defeated. It's a pick six. Touchdown, Commanders.
I tell you, Bogus, Wolford turned into Wolford, playing like a damn dog on Sunday Night Football.
The San Diego D, their first points of the night. Then Kevin McHale McKay joined the fun.
Picks up. The blitz there and going deep. Caught. Woodside. Down to McHale McKay, touchdown Commanders. 55 yard strike.
I tell you, San Antonio ordered the McKay fresh on the dollar menu, and bang, zoom, too much for the hot shots to overcome early.
Apparently, they call him Big Play McKay, at least on the AAF Twitter feed.
Well, look, this is how he gets here. Big plays.
Last but not least, Commanders still going in the first half last night.
So, William Stacey had that big touchdown last week that got him the win in Birmingham. Woodside to throw, wide open. Touchdown.
Now, really impressive.
At this point, Arizona, Bogus was not feeling hot, hot, hot. Ole, dismay. Ole, dismay. Ole, dismay. Ole, dismay.
Steely Dan Reedon with that touchdown catch. And strangely enough, his first name is Steely, not Dan. It was 26-0, most points scored in the first half by any team in Alliance history, but only 29-25 the final last night to end week five in the AAF. Those are the highlights. Now your news and notes from DA.
Thank you, AB. So is it perhaps the greatest turnaround in football history? In week one, the Atlanta Legends lost 40-6. They lost their first three games. Now they've won two in a row. They lost their head coach, Brad Childress, right before the season. They lost their offensive coordinator, Mike Vick, right before the season. And now have won two straight games and are only a game out of the two seed of the East. It's one of the greatest turnarounds we have ever seen in football history.
Ken Zampezi does it on offense.
Number two, Mr. Wonderful, Scott Orndorff. You heard the touchdown catch from him. on Fantasy Wires across the AAF. He's the number one tight end in pickups right now. 3 catches, 61 yards, and a touchdown for the Apollos tight end. Keep an eye on Mr. Wonderful, Scott Orndorff.
Good value.
Finally, did you know that the Denver Broncos are trying to push through an alliance rule change into the NFL? They have proposed to the NFL the 4th-and-15 rule instead of an onside kick. Now onside kicks in the NFL, very low success rate.
Huh.
In the Alliance, it's a 4th-and-12 from your own 28.
Correct.
The Broncos have proposed to the NFL, this is not a joke, 4th-and-15 from your own 35 as an onside kick. We don't know if it'll pass, but it just shows the impact the Alliance is having in the NFL.
Look, if you're the Denver Broncos, why not give an opportunity for more John Elway quarterback busts to fail? So I think that's a great rule change.
I got to tell you, the big winner out of week 5 of the AAF primetime, Koo on you.
Well done, Johnny.
Koo, 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 koo. That's excellent. Alliance primetime available on YouTube all 5 weeks. Available on YouTube. Check it out there. When we come back, the other AB. Did he just create a new blueprint for getting your way in the NFL? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.